The department that I hold has firearms, it has roads policing, and it has police dogs. All of these are priority because they deal with some of the most serious and organised criminality and the higher uses of force that this police service will always use on the public and in protecting the public. Roads policing because we have people killed and seriously injured on our roads, and we have quite a large strategic road network for Northamptonshire. The dogs, because they're intrinsic to us being able to enforce right across the spectrum of looking for vulnerable people all the way through to enforcing on serious and organised crime and drugs. And firearms, because we need to have that higher level of protection to the public when we're dealing with knife crime and other types of serious and organised criminality.
And have there been any sort of notable changes since this was made an absolute force priority?
Yes, definitely. So in terms of roads policing, we have come out of a collaborative agreement that we had with a couple of other forces, and we now have an independent road crime team within Northamptonshire. So you've gone from having no dedicated resource to having a dedicated resource who work really closely with the council and other agencies in terms of building a roads policing strategy to make us safer in our use of the roads. The roads crime team didn't previously exist. Roads policing was done as a secondary role of a number of other teams, and they now have this as their core role day to day as a priority to deal with roadborne criminality and to keep people safer in their use of the roads.
And just on roads policing, are there any sort of figures to say how many we had, say, last year as compared to this year? Is the amount of accidents and perhaps even fatalities increasing on our roads?
So we're sort of steady in terms of our killed and seriously injured figures, but it's really important for us to think about this in the broader spectrum of what these officers do. So we've gone from having no dedicated resource to having 3 sergeants, 18 officers who work across the days and lates pattern to provide enforcement and support across that team. But they don't just work in terms of preventing road collisions and road casualties, they're also dealing with serious criminality. So, you know, criminals are all roadborne. So they're able to target by use of intelligence those very high level offenders and deal with them in conjunction with the other operations resources to make sure that we remove their availability to move themselves around our county and to come in from other areas.
And do you think that would maybe surprise people, because they think roads policing and they're thinking about the policeman or woman on the motorway pulling you over for doing 80 miles an hour?
Absolutely. I think there's always quite a focus on people of our enforcement of things like speeding, and we still do that because it's critical that we provide support to the fatal four, those four elements that we know around speed and distraction that do cause and contribute towards roads collisions. But we do that through a number of routes now in terms of our safer roads teams, our serious collision investigation unit and this road crime team. But on top of that, the enhancement that you have now is that we have a really effective fleet of vehicles, both plain and marked, that allow us to provide real intervention into serious criminals moving around our county in a way that we haven't done before.
And is that where things like the firearms team become an essential part as well?
Absolutely. We work across them and we work as an absolute team. So we've had a recent example of whereby we've had a car that was picked up by the road crime team, supported by the dog section, and then enforced upon by the firearms team, where collectively we all work together to deal with really dangerous people using our roads. So we're a cohesive team in terms of being able to provide high level tactics towards very dangerous offenders that just didn't work in the same way previously.
And you mentioned the dogs team within there. We were just chatting a minute ago about one of the innovations you have here. I don't know how new it is. The dogs are, it's sweltering hot today, but the dogs are safely in the back of one of the cars because it's air conditioned.
That's right, yes. So quite often people see some of our dogs section vans looking like they've got the engine running, but that's because we have a proper air conditioning system that makes sure that the dogs are always cool. And one of the recent things that we've been able to introduce the force is that we've brought back some of the sort of sniffer dogs, I think, as people know them, so that we're able to bring in a whole host of new skill sets through dogs. So they don't just look for drugs, cash and firearms, but now you're also looking at that we're going to look at victim recovery dogs who are able to respond to major incidents to help us look for missing people, but also dogs who are able to look for digital evidence, which is a massive issue for us if you think about how small and how complex technology has gone, where people can store a USB in something smaller than a pen. To be able to have a dog who is able to identify that for us and to look for us, and those are coming through, and we have the puppies in force now, Baxter and Spyro, who you'll have seen in our Twitter feeds, are coming up and through now as part of the newly introduced dogs by Nick Adderley.
Yeah, I have seen Baxter. He's incredibly cute. And he will have the ability, if I've got you right there, to be able to go into a building or wherever and sniff out something as small as a USB.
Absolutely. So we're looking at digital media dogs, and that's what they do, is they look for. So if you were imagining that people had secreted information secretly on a USB, they would be able to locate and find that for us, even when it's in a car, when it's concealed, when it's hidden. So yeah, they're amazingly effective in that.
Just going back to the roads policing element of things, I remember when I was sort of growing up, it was starting to be drummed into people, start wearing your seatbelt in the car. Before that, it didn't really happen. I mean, is that a message that still gets across now, or is that young people more often not wearing seatbelts these days?
I think that the causes of road traffic collisions are complex, and you've got to remember things have moved forward massively in terms of the amount of distraction available to drivers. And when we deal with traffic accidents, there isn't a single cause. You'll quite often find that there are multiple elements of the fatal four around distraction, drink driving and speed all occurring simultaneously, and unfit vehicles or being driven inappropriately to the conditions that have contributed. So it's extremely important for us to target across the range of fatal four. And you'll have seen our recent campaigns in terms of naming drink drivers, all the way through to the Safer Roads teams, who are incredibly proactive in targeting everything from HGVs going over their tachograph timings, all the way through to speed enforcement and really complex automatic number plate recognition operations, where we target people across a host of different other traffic offences. So it's very much about doing start to finish of roads policing, and having that reintroduction of the road crime team means that we had that element around roadborne criminality and higher threat that was missing previously.